Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are reports Amazon is set to lay off about 10,000 employees, which would be the tech giant's biggest round of firings ever.
Bloomberg reporter Matt Day joins us on WCBS. So, Matt, why is Amazon making this decision?
So Amazon has looked at the numbers, and the numbers suggest that this big boom in e-commerce that we saw during the pandemic has faded, if it's not gone already. All the growth they were seeing in 2020 and 2021, that has really dried up at the same time as we all seem to be staring a whole lot of economic uncertainty in the face. So Amazon's decided it's belt tightening season.
Amazon's also talking about its holiday season and how that may not be so great this year.
That's right. Their forecast when they reported earnings last month suggested the worst holiday season growth in their history. Now they're a lot bigger than they used to be, and they're still probably going to make some money, but it just really sent the message home that they don't think the times are good.
Matt, we've seen notices of mass layoffs at tech companies, including Facebook's parent Meta, Twitter, now Amazon. What should we read into that?
I think you should read into it that, you know, the stars, arguably, of the pandemic, some of the biggest winners were in tech. And they're starting to look like they're not immune to whatever ails the wider economy. If inflation is a worry, if consumer spending during the holidays is a worry, there's a school of thought that folks like Amazon and Google parent Alphabet and Facebook might be immune to some of that, but they're certainly not immune to all of it. And they all seem to be taking a look at their workforce.
Is a lot of this, Matt, just simply because a lot of people are back at work? They're not at home shopping on Amazon or flipping through Facebook?
That's certainly some of it. And I think we also have to look at some company-specific factors, too. Like a lot of these companies, Amazon especially, they doubled in size effectively during the pandemic. And some of that growth, you know, clearly at this point, we can say, it's safe to say, was predicated on expectations of kind of the party continuing. So it's maybe not surprising to see it. They might take a pause here and maybe pull back a little bit.
All right, Matt, thank you. Good analysis from Matt Day at Bloomberg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.